Good morning, boys and girls. This is something that I've wanted to talk about for a long time, and it's something that we're obviously now trying again to have another kid, so it's probably a reminder for me. So I am Jimmy, I'm 30 years old, I've got a 2-year-old son now, and I just wanted to share with young dads, particularly like young men. So I had a kid at 27, which is an okay age, I believe, but probably by society standards, it's getting a bit late. By WOG standards, my family standards, like it's 10 years too late. What are you doing wasting your life before you have a kid? And I think most fathers, whilst we're in pregnancy, we have this feeling of like, it's not changed. Nothing's happening. My wife's pregnant. Nothing's happening. What? This doesn't feel right. And then I cannot explain it. It's a phenomenon when you're in the delivery room and the kid comes out. So I've got the tattoo 6/31/11/11, which is my son's time and birth date, because I have this weird memory of the second he came out, like everything was like a landmine had gone off. And those were the only words that I heard when my wife pulled out my son. Like that is it's astonishing. And then everything changed from that moment forward. I cannot remember what I did or what even mattered to me prior to that day. So if you're in that feeling of, man, I've got to kid you, but it's not quite hitting me or I'm not quite changing, like you will. It'll hit you. You'll understand what the fuck I'm talking about once the baby comes out. And then I come from a split home. My family did everything for me. My grandparents did everything for me. So I'm in no way hard done by parents or family. But there are obviously things that my parents did wrong. They didn't do wrong by me, but my perception as a dumb child thinks that they're doing wrong by me. And that could be like a spoiled thing that now we try and deliver to our children. So I try and correct the mistakes that my parents had. So staying together with my wife, obviously, I want to anyway. Staying together with my wife, taking my son out, buying him toys, buying him little knickknacks. He's going to be one fucking spoiled kid. Like, there are toys surrounding him everywhere. He's asleep. It's his nap time now. We try and correct the mistakes, but I'm sure we get stuff wrong. Like, I'm sure that my parents did stuff for me that I'll overlook because we just don't seem to focus on the good things that our parents did. And mine did a lot of them, and I'm sure yours, in their best intention, tried to do stuff that may or may not have rubbed on the right way of you. So we're all like at risk of stuffing up our children. That's not an anxiety that you should have or feel alone in having. There's so much that I tried to do for my son and my wife would try to do for my son that is over and above. Like, you will try with your best intentions. And it's not until you become an adult and a parent that you start to realize, oh, fuck, this is why my parents were the way they were when I was growing up. So the realization really just hits you with time. So I don't want people to be too stressed prior or have to plan too much prior, because so much of what you plan doesn't work. I've maintained who I am, and it's been a bit more of a traditional style of dad where my wife does the loving and nurturing, but I'm here to provide and make sure everything's okay for you and support my wife. My job is to support my wife. My wife can look after my son. I know that's a bit more old school and that kind of stuff. I still look after him today. I'm working from home, look after him solo, and I'll help cook and all that kind of stuff. But that's not what the role of a man is to me. So I'll stand on my guns and stand on my laurels for what I believe a man is, to then show my son what kind of man he should be. And look, I might get stuff wrong, and that's okay. My son might grow up to be whatever he wants. And it may not be the same kind of father that he wants to be, if he even wants to be a father. So I think we can't plan for what a kid will turn out to be. And that's evident in that, like, you and your siblings are probably entirely different. Me and my siblings are entirely different. We all wanted different things in front of our parents. We all ended up differently. One of my step-siblings was pregnant at 18. One was pregnant at 37. We've all come from the same house, but we've all got such different outlooks on life. So you can't fuck up your children too badly, because they're going to be whatever they want to be at the end of the day. You could be their excuse or their reason, but I think as you then become an adult, you start to realize your own doings and your own reasonings in life. So that's kind of more about what I realized about my parents when I had a kid. But I think that's the realization that comes. A lot of it is that, oh wow, you've seen this before, but now you have an understanding of why you've seen it before. So yeah, for men, take it easy on yourself. There's no right or wrong way to do this. There's no book. It's ever changing. Like, what I grew up in and what my son is growing up in and will grow up with will be entirely different. And then what his kids will grow up with be entirely different. Oh, look, fuck, I'm surrounded by, there's a TV. My parents barely had a fucking TV. They have memories of having their first one. So world's different for everyone. I think that's what the point of it is. I just wanted to let you guys know, specifically those that are about to have a kid, that it'll hit you. Like, it hits you like a ton of fucking bricks. And for those that are worried about others that are about to have kids, if you're watching this video, there's, like, they will work it out. I think everyone works it out one way or another. That's probably how I live my life, to be honest. Like, everything will work itself out, so don't stress over it. But yeah, that's today's video. I hope you guys are doing all right. I hope it provided some value and went a bit deeper than just my story and what my parents did with me. So I'll catch you guys tomorrow. If it brings you any value, hit the subscribe button or the like button. It means a lot. I'll catch you guys later on. Peace out.